best barbecue in town? We want to know. 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 1071. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Where can you find the best barbecue in town? Why are we asking, Bradley?
Because, well, it's barbecue season as far as I'm concerned. And I know that firsthand, A, because I barbecued this weekend, but also talked about barbecue all weekend with some friends and co-workers. And it just got me thinking, where is the best barbecue in town? Because, okay, I'll start. 651-641-1071. Our good friend Sandy, who's just down the hall.
Hi, Sandy.
She had asked a question about barbecue based on, you'll remember, I think we talked about, did we talk about Revival Smoked Meats?
Yes.
On the air?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't remember, but there's a place locally. You might know it as Revival. They have some great fried chicken and Southern food, but they also now have a place called Revival Smoked Meats, which has great brisket.
Mm-hmm.
And Sandy had, we must have talked about it because she heard
me. I think we must have, yeah.
Anyway, and I said, yeah, they have great brisket. And she said, well, what about this Q Fanatic place? I know, Colleen, that you... calm yourself.
I
know that you and I are also fans of Q Fanatic. And
I'm
Holly,
a Q Fanatic fan.
Q Fanatic is a barbecue place that's like cross town and Nicollet, mm-hmm. like right across from
the Cub,
between Cub and like Goodwill. So
where the Perkins used to be.
And then she, that is our good friend Sandy, mentioned a place over in St. Bonnie, which I can't remember off the top of my head, but I'll find it for the greatest barbecue. And I thought, okay, let's just open the barbecue phone lines because it is barbecue season. And sometimes you don't want to fire up the grill. You just want to eat the labor.
You want somebody else to do
love.
It. Yeah. 651-641-1071. Call the barbecue line.
Barbecue
Megan's,
hotline.
Megan's on the line. Hey, Megan. Megan, where can Bradley find, or all of us? It's really a public service that you're doing. The best barbecue in town.
So a little town, I think it's like west of the Twin Cities, Hanover.
Uh-huh.
There is a place called Big Boar Barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue, okay.
And it's delicious.
Okay.
Like, and their appetizers are huge. Like, my husband doesn't even get like a regular entree. He just gets an appetizer and he literally takes it home with him.
Oh my gosh. I love it. They say farm to face.
And they got these sundaes and they like fill them with like the shredded pork or chicken or whatever. And it's literally in a sundae. Like cup, like a mason jar. And it looks like a sundae. It's really delicious.
Oh, Megan, thank you for that.
You know, thank you, Megan. That barbecue place that Sandy mentioned, I thought she said it was in St. Bonnie, but it looks like Minnetrista. Is that right next to St. Boniface?
St. Bonifacius.
Yeah, but...
Minnetrista?
Yeah.
This is like, it's, I have a Minnesota blind spot.
Buddy Boy Fine Barbecue. It's in Minnetrista, but I think it might be St. Bonifacius, a.k.a. Okay. St. Bonnie. Anyway, that was called Buddy Boy. And somebody else just emailed that, Carrie, as well. She emailed Buddy Boy Barbecue in Minnetrista.
Okay. All right. 651-641-1071. Where is the best barbecue?
While we're waiting for barbecue people to call in, and
why aren't you calling?
Oh, Carrie just responded again. Buddy Barbecue
really means
is St. Bonnie.
Okay, thank you.
Barbecue. Now, I said I love the brisket at Revival Smoked Meats.
Yeah.
Notice I said the brisket.
Because
I'm very particular about the different things, the barbecue things, like ribs to me is very particular. And like, it really depends on what kind of ribs you like. But like, I also am a fan of like barbecue sausage links.
Mm-hmm.
Those are sometimes hard to find. Is there, Colleen, while we're waiting for people to call in, a particular kind of barbecue? Some people are obsessed with pulled pork.
Yeah.
What is your preferred barbecue meat product?
I'm a pulled pork gal.
Okay.
So I will tell you, at our house, we are not rib folk.
Okay.
At our house. I like ribs. My husband doesn't like things that make his fingers messy.
Yeah.
And so that's why he has a ribs situation.
Oh, I get it.
Or things that like get on your face.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He doesn't like
messy food.
Yeah, not at all. So
does
like,
he not like wings?
No.
Okay.
So
interesting.
We
okay.
typically don't go that direction. However, so I'll eat a rib, but that's not what I base my barbecue love on. For me, it's pulled pork. For my husband, it's a good brisket.
Okay.
So I would go either way with that. But really, it would be, and this is why I love Q Fanatic, because as far as I'm concerned, there is not a pulled pork better than that.
Oh, okay.
I love their pulled pork.
I have not, I will say, I don't think I've had the pulled pork, because I usually veer towards ribs and brisket, and then if they have sausage, I'll do that. Holly, do you have a favorite?
Oh, she's on the phone.
While we're waiting, we did get a couple emails. I can tell you that Carrie says Baker's Ribs in Eden Prairie is amazing.
I don't know that place.
I don't know that place either. And then Linda said she wants to echo Big Boar Barbecue, get the barbecue Sunday. Ooh.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Marley. Hello, Marley. Marley, where do you get the best barbecue?
I get it from Animale's food truck at Able Brewing.
Yes.
During the pandemic, we would actually drive from Eagan like 40 minutes in and bring home cold plates. So I actually love it that much.
I love it. I've heard of this. I've heard of this food truck before.
What's it called again?
Animale's.
Oh, Animale's Barbecue. Yes. Oh my God, it is amazing. You're absolutely right. Thank you for mentioning it.
Marley, thank you for your call.
She's off to the animal truck.
She's going to get it.
And they also have a burger.
That's what I've heard about, is the burger being like blow your mind amazing.
It's all really good. But again, it is one of those places. I mean, like a lot of barbecue places, right? Are like, you better get there early or know what you want and be strategic about it. Because if you just like roll up unannounced, you might not get the thing you really want.
Right.
Yeah. But I can echo Animales over in, what'd she say? Able Brewery.
Yeah. At Able Brewery.
Yeah.
Lisa's on the line. Hello, Lisa. Lisa, we're going to let you have the final word. So where do you get the best barbecue?
Mr. Big Stuff's in Shakopee.
Ooh, Mr. Big Stuff.
Tell us about Mr. Big Stuff.
They have great, if you like brisket, they have the best brisket. It is so tender.
Oh, yum.
Great sides.
What's your favorite side?
Cheesy au gratin potatoes.
Mm. Yum.
And they're delicious. They're delicious. My favorite.
Oh my God.
I love it. Thank you so much. So that's, thank you for your call. That's Mr. Pig Stuff.
Okay, Pig Stuff.
Yep, Mr. Pig Stuff in Shakopee. And it is described as a comfy, family-owned fixture with barbecue sandwiches, dinners, and sides, plus lunch specials and happy hour. And that's, again, in Shakopee.
I just got a text from a friend who said Firebox Deli, which I can highly recommend as well. Delicious barbecue, brisket, and ribs. Thank you, Bo.
Thank you.
And hello to Bayfield.
I feel like your list has grown.
I think all I'm going to do now for the next month is eat barbecue.
May I just say,
that I don't make.
You did do like a burger tour. You've done could that do with barbecue? Friends. You could do a barbecue tour.
Yeah.
And then, you know, report back on your barbecue findings.
Well, because, you know, the sides are crucial. We could do a whole segment on what's your favorite side with barbecue. Because, like, what's yours? Started.
Well, okay, it depends on what we're ordering. But a good, I will lose it for a good mac and cheese.
Okay, mac and cheese.
But if they've got good collard greens, I'm in for that.
I'm obsessed with just a really good, simple coleslaw.
Mm. When we return,
I'm super hungry.
So hungry. That's why I really want to
make ribs this weekend, so I'm going to go home and have ribs tonight.
Oh, congratulations.
You're welcome.
Jeez. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to talk about Brittany. Her mom just wants her to be happy. We're going to hear more about what Brittany's mom wants for Brittany and what Brittany thinks of that after this on My Talk 107.1. Oh, you guys, Britney Spears and her mom are talking through the media again. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And what's going on with Britney?
Should we get the Cobra?
Oh, let's do it. I wish we would.
Whenever there's trouble, we're on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time.
Somebody caught up with Britney Spears' mom.
Oh.
And her name is Lynn. And, you know, she just wants her daughter to be happy. In a video obtained by Page Six, a photographer just happened to catch Lynn leaving LAX on Thursday.
Weird.
And asked how she was feeling after not getting invited to her estranged daughter's wedding to Sam Asghari. I just want her to be happy, replied the fabulous Lynn. Or not. depending on your opinion, I don't know, as she walked towards the parking lot.
I mean, she does look gorgeous.
Yeah, she looked great.
Yeah.
And she was like doing that thing that they do where like, she's like, I'm on the phone, I'm talking to somebody. And then, oh, turn to the camera. I just want her to be happy.
Okay, first of all, she's clearly pretending to be on the phone.
Yeah.
So that she doesn't have to talk to people.
Yes.
But she got her statement out.
Somebody got, you know, word that she was going to be at LAX. And I don't know if it was like necessarily a case of like Lynn Spears is calling paparazzi. But I wouldn't be surprised, because here's the thing I do know, is this family is maniacal. And I'm not saying Lynn is maniacal-er than any other member of this family in terms of manipulating and using the media for their own ends. But I think it's clear that Lynn is trying to, I don't know. I think it's clear that Lynn is trying to play the long game and is just going to continue to be like, everything's fine, nothing to see here, and is not going to air out her dirty laundry in public where it comes to her daughter. But you know, she's got opinions and thoughts and beliefs about her role and or the role of others in Britney's conservatorship.
Right. And that's the thing. So what I find really curious about this family, like you said, they're maniacal, and we know that they've got their own agendas and their own viewpoints, and Britney's having a moment over in Britney. Are you okay?
I am. Okay, I just get emotional.
Britney's having her own moment. And like, I'll be honest, I kind of do want to know what Lynn's perspective is, but she has to really be careful about how she says it or who she says it to. And so I think this is probably like the best choice in terms of, you know, how she gets caught up with and what her statement sounds like. She doesn't want to get too much into it, but she does want to kind of save face a little bit while Britney's tearing her whole family apart.
Can I just say that I know, and this is going to be an unpopular opinion, and I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Send me an email. But when I look at everyone involved in this very public story, I feel like the way Lynn has handled herself has been probably the way that I would handle myself. Mm-hmm. By that, I mean, okay, maybe I'm not going to do everything Lynn did. What I'm talking about is the public messaging.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about what she actually did to like, you know, control her daughter.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about. But in terms of communicating with the media, she has always remained positive and is not just flying off the handle like, say, Britney's dad, who is constantly going after Britney. Like, Britney will say something and then he will come at her.
Yep.
Lynn doesn't do that.
Right.
Lynn just is like, I love my daughter. I hope, you know, I don't want to overplay her reaction, but it seems perhaps the more professional.
Right.
Because she's kind of the only one in that family doing that, including but not limited to Britney.
I know. And I, you know, you said it would be an unpopular opinion. I don't know if it's an unpopular opinion, but I do share the opinion because honestly, Lynn has said very little. And she actually, well, at least from, again, the public perception, she seemed to be on the side of advocating for Britney on the front end. And so it's a weird sort of like turn that we've seen where we see Britney kind of on the attack for her mom. Mm-hmm. I think it's been a little bit jarring. And so, but Lynn continues to try to keep it classy. Now, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. Yeah,
and that's a whole separate, like, because again, we don't know. But I mean, you kind of feel like Britney could maybe, you know.
Yeah, but Britney's not.
No, I know, because didn't you have.
She went to her Instagram. Why are we talking?
What did she say on Instagram?
I don't know. I mean, I know. I'll read it too. It's I don't know. So the video is of a private jet. And the steps leading up to the door, you know, we've seen this shot before. And she and Sam Asghari are at the top of the steps. Clearly, they're going on a trip somewhere. Okay. She's wearing a large, wide-brimmed hat, a short skirt, a tight dress. And it's the same shot over and over again, but the end is a little bit different. So it's a little bit like a nightmare of her and Sam Asghari making out. He's very butt grabby.
He's very butt grabby.
It's very strange. But
notice,
it's like,
I will say that the thing I was looking at through the entire thing
the
is
puppy.
The dog.
Yeah. Because the puppy's on the plane too, right? And then they're just making out. It's like a whole thing. They switch spots. The dog's in the middle. It's a whole thing. Anyway, so this is what the caption says. Hi. Am I happy enough, Mama? What's the serious talk for? Lighten up, ladies. We're on the same side, remember? And nobody's really sure what that's about, but some people think it's about something that is a thing. Anyway, she said, I did so many takes before takeoff. Which is your favorite one? So she apparently is throwing shade at her mom.
Yeah,
again, I don't know.
I think maybe have this conversation over lunch when you get back from your honeymoon.
Or, like, have a phone call.
Yeah.
Like, start small.
Yeah, because you need to rest up and get ready to go after dad in court.
Yeah. Dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid idiots after this on My Talk. Oh, dumb people doing dumb things. We do love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Oh, hello.
Oh, you know what? We forgot to do something. I keep forgetting that we forget to do this thing. And that is
I forgot.
Announce a winner of something.
Yay! Who won what?
Thank you.
I am 20.
You're not 20. My Talk is 20.
We're all 20.
We're all 20. And you know, we were not able to announce the winner of tickets to the 20th birthday bash for My Talk 107.1 on Friday. And then we also have a winner that we're announcing today. And then I'm going to tell you how you too can be a winner. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Why do they deserve to win?
Okay. Well, Paula Baumgartz won. You're funny.
It was a joke because you two, the band. Okay. Anyway.
On. Okay. Paula Baumgartz won on Friday. And then today, Kelly Cornwell was the winner of a pair of tickets to the My Talk birthday bash on July 21st at Lush. Now, you may be at home saying, what did they do? How can I do that?
Why are they so fancy?
Can you tell people what they need to do in order to win some of them tickets?
Well, you need to have the MyTalk 107.1 app on your device and be registered for listener rewards.
Yes!
That is the only way that you will be eligible to win your way into the MyTalk 20th birthday bash at Lush in Minneapolis.
And that is the only way to get in. So. Yeah.
Because we're not, I mean, we love you.
Yeah, we love you.
But you gotta win to get in.
That's how we're doing it.
Yeah.
So tap the app, make sure you're registered for listener rewards, and you will be entered to win. And you just might hear your name announced throughout the day. Although, just do it. Just trust me. Now let's get to our crazy, stupid idiots.
Okay.
Did we already play this?
Well, then.
No.
Okay, good.
I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot.
Yeah.
Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for Crazy Stupid Idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy stupid idiots, my friends. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in this man.
Florida! Sometimes other places.
Like where?
Alabama.
Okay, what's in Alabama?
Alabama. 60-year-old Alan Burnett on Thursday night, he was arrested about 45 miles outside of Birmingham in Asheville, Alabama, which actually is near his home. So I don't know why we care that it's 45 minutes outside of Birmingham. He was close to his own home. He was charged after being arrested with possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Now, that alone does not a crazy, stupid idiot make. He got arrested for drugs. It's not good. We don't like it. Yeah. We're not here for it. But it's, you know, this is of a piece. Like, we talk about this every once in a while. Yeah. The kind of...
There's patterns.
Exactly. And this goes in the file of people who are wearing clothing that might indicate...
The crime.
The crime of which they committed. And like, in this case,
I love to steal things and the guy stole some.
Exactly.
Got it.
Precisely. Okay. Well, the outfit that Alan Burnett was wearing, 60-year-old Alan Burnett was wearing a t-shirt that says, I'm too good for drugs.
Oh, well, let me take a wild guess.
Mm-hmm.
Did Mr. Burnett do something with the drugs?
Yeah, it was just that he had them.
Okay.
And that's why he got arrested. He got arrested and he had the drugs on his person while he was wearing a shirt that said, I'm too good for drugs. And then when he had his mug shot for his drugs,
he's wearing
a shirt that says, I'm too good for drugs.
Did he look like he was on the drugs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So on the drugs, have the drugs.
Wearing the shirt.
T-shirt.
Mm. Yep. That.
Okay. Too good for drugs. Also, who, like, where do you get that t-shirt?
I mean, I bet he had it specially made.
Well, what I was going to say is, like, he bought that on Etsy or...
he does not look like the kind of guy who shops Etsy.
Or he was at, like, a thrift store and was like, this is funny.
Yeah.
I'm too good for drugs because I actually bought
them. Oh, gosh.
Because it's irony. Mm. Okay, well, don't do that, Mr. Burnett.
By the way, another couple of the stories similar to this featured t-shirts that said things like, I love crystal meth, and who needs drugs? No, seriously, I have drugs.
Okay.
So, that's a thing.
Oh, God, okay.
Where are we going next?
You know, we were going to go to a story that is literally a nightmare in Idaho.
Oh.
But I've said, well, you know, no, I found another story. I'll save that story because I'm going to tell you the story in Idaho. Because it's not fair to go to Idaho and then just like leave you hanging, right?
You know, who likes to be left hanging in Idaho?
So I want you to imagine you're a kid and maybe you're like I was, a latchkey kid, mm-hmm. where I came home. My parents were at work, so I just let myself in. Come mm-hmm. home. And you come home. This is June 1st. Home from school, like, the school year's ending. I'm going to watch my favorite programs and have a Swiss cake roll while I wait for my parents to come home.
Maybe a dollar sign twink coin.
Exactly. Listen to the podcast. Why are there people on our roof?
Oh,
that's weird. My parents must have scheduled some roof maintenance and didn't tell me about it. So then the parents got home. And there was no roof on the house.
What?
Yeah. So apparently the girl came home from school to find that people were removing the roof of their house. Their house has no roof. Now, you might say to yourself, I bet they had roof damage asked for somebody to repair their roof.
That seems like that. I thought maybe they just repair the outside. I didn't know they took the whole sucker off.
Yeah, no. This company removed the wrong roof.
Oh, my God.
They were supposed to take a neighbor's roof off because of storm damage. They took the wrong roof off. And when the parents got home, there was no explanation left by the contractor who removed the literal roof off of the house. There was a tarp on the roof, but no roof. And the only explanation they ever got was a letter left by the contractor which said, there's some kind of miscommunication. We got sent to the wrong address and it's a mistake. So, you know. Okay, it's a mistake. Do you have a solution to this problem?
I mean, I feel like they should come back and put the roof back on.
Yeah, well, the lady was like, yeah, so sure, it's a mistake. And come fix it. Well, the company's like, yeah, that's we can't do that. I mean, we took the roof off. We don't put roofs back on, or we're not putting your roof back on. You need to have your insurance deal with it. So then they called their insurance company. They call their insurance company, and the insurance company's like, yeah, we're not covering that.
Oh my gosh, this is a nightmare.
In the latest letter, they say the policy is the policy issued to DR Roofing contains an exclusion for property damage arising out of an open roof condition. So because they have damage based on an open roof, they can't cover that damage. So literally these people are just like, and they've had rainstorms in that area. So there's like water damage all over the place.
I feel like, lawyer? Anywhere?
The kids don't want to sleep because there's a moldy smell and mildew smell.
Oh,
that
my gosh.
Overwhelms them. The price of the fix is said to be $70,000.
Stop today.
Again, it was a mistake, a very costly mistake, and should have been fixed. It should have been fixed, but no one will do it. And the insurance company will not cover it. Now, KXLY.com in Idaho, or wherever that is, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene. Idaho? Is Spokane in Idaho?
That's close? In Washington.
Yeah.
Coeur d'Alene is in Idaho.
No, I know, but it's Spirit Lake, Idaho, and the TV station is Spokane, Coeur d'Alene. So they just have a broad reach, or there's a Spokane, Idaho. Anyway, the moral of the story is these people are screwed and they have a $70,000 hole that is just getting bigger because the water damage is making it worse. Can you imagine?
I want to.
You come home from work, you have no roof.
I can't imagine. And what I super can't imagine even more than that is nobody taking responsibility for it.
Yeah. Well, and then your insurance company's like, actually, we don't have to pay for that.
Also, I have I want to understand better the miscommunication that they are claiming that allowed them to take the roof off. Like, I don't know, Bradley, you have a tattoo. I've got a couple tattoos. When you have words on a tattoo, they talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at it and they go, is this what you want on your body?
Yeah. Oh, I actually
got
my
eyeballs have to look at it.
I actually got a print on my body.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, is this what you want? And I said, yes, this is what I want. And then they were like, okay, now we'll put it on perfectly.
Yeah. Like, they check with you first. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, this is like you go in to get, like, you know, you got toenail fungus and you come out without a leg.
Right.
And they're like, oh.
You just check. I mean,
apparently,
I don't know
roofers
just,
don't
like,
have malpractice insurance.
That's
I don't know.
I don't know how you can climb up on somebody's roof and take it clear off without checking with them first.
Without a roof?
No.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you'd think they'd have to mark like when they're going to take off something. They mark it.
Right? Or like stand and talk to the owner of the home face to face and go, now we're here to take your roof off. Is that what you want us to do?
Also, I love that the company's like, there's a slight miscommunication.
And like
here.
Sends a note, leaves a note. Yeah.
Like just leaves it and like tiptoes away.
Due to a small miscommunication, we've removed your roof. Oh my gosh. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to play a little game. That game is called The Throwback.
What?
After this on My Talk 107.1.